you're tuning into Black and White Sports on YouTube. The no-holds-barred truth on sports. The main event starts now.
I am back. Rudrance for Black and White Sports. Well, unapologetic Trump supporter. Oh, that's right. Oh, my goodness. Trump supporter. UFC fighter Jorge Masvidal was on with Joe Rogan, a new Trump supporter. That's right. A couple of weeks ago announcing that if it comes down to him and Joe Biden and he's in a voting booth, he will be casting his vote for Donald J. Trump, much to the chagrin of leftists everywhere. Well, Joe Rogan, Jorge Masvidal hooked up on Joe Rogan's podcast, and they took a mango-size dump all over leftists, California, Gavin Newsom, defunding the police. You name it, they went after it. Did not hold back at all. Now, Jorge he lives in Florida. He's of Cuban descent. Joe Rogan, bailed out of California. He's living here in the great state of Texas. And they are musing about the favorite things about their respective states. Big fan of the gun laws, as you can imagine. We all enjoy our Second Amendment rights here and in Florida. But they're talking about crime in L.A. and in California and the fact that the governor and socialism and communism, and yeah, all of this came up from a sports athlete. In Jorge, he doesn't care. Man, he's met Trump out on the tarmac when Trump's jets have come in Florida. Let's get to this. Breitbart, Jorge Masvidal bashes the defund the police movement. UFC fighter Jorge Masvidal bashed left-wing calls to, quote, defund the police. Yeah, because it's turned California and New York and a lot of other liberal cities into total and complete shitholes. And that's saying a lot because they were already bad. Saying it will lead to a spike in crime in the very neighborhoods liberals want to protect. Masvidal issued a condemnation of the beloved leftist slogan during the interview with podcaster Joe Rogan this week. He based his position on his own upbringing in a rough neighborhood. Quote, I grew up in not the best neighborhoods. Don't worry, I will play a clip. Believe me, you don't want to defund the police. The people that will be all right is like you and me because I could hire a security team and so could you. But how about everybody else that can't? They're going to get effed, murked, bro. Because there's people on the other side that are really effing hungry that are real bad guys, he added. You take away the police, you take that filter away, you're asking for trouble. The two also traded back and forth about how much they enjoy freedoms of afforded in states like Texas and Florida. Let's listen to a little tidbit. They're starting out now. They just got through talking about their gun rights and their gun freedoms in their states, and now they get to California. Gavin Newsom got dumped on.
Yeah. That's what everybody says.
They're loosening that up, though, in L.A., and the sheriff talked about it. He said, there's too much fucking crime.
Too much fucking crime.
Yeah, believe it or not, the sheriff, they're actually loosening up on the everyday citizen carrying a gun out there because people can't protect themselves.
They're loosening that up and giving away concealed carry permits now. It's very scary. My friends who go back there now, they're like, fuck, man, it's just not the same place.
I was there like 8 weeks ago. It's
different.
Like zombie land now sometimes, bro.
Jorge just called California zombie land.
Yeah, well, COVID killed that place. COVID and the governor. The governor and the mayor, they just fucked that place to death.
They don't, you know, I don't believe in those same, like, policies that socialism and communism spring up. Anything to do with that, I'm firmly against that. And we see it. It's like a perfect example. You want to follow that shit? Look what California happened in California, you know?
Exactly.
Look what was going on in New York during the whole thing.
Exactly right. Like I said, Cuban descent. This is why you saw so many Cuban votes for Trump and for DeSantis in Florida. Those people have lived through it. A lot of them escaped there.
It's nuts, man.
I get why people would think that it would work, because they think they're going to be a better person. We're going to make things fairer for people. But the problem is it just consolidates power in the top.
Exactly.
And then they leave everybody fighting over everything else, and it becomes chaos. Right. It happens in every country. It happens in every city. Whenever they institute those kind of policies, crime goes up. People get fucked. They let more people out of jail. Crime continues to go up.
You can't do that, man. I grew up in not the best neighborhoods. Believe me, you don't want to defund the police. Like,
yeah, I mean, there you have it. You don't want to defund the police.
You know, because the guys that, the people that they'll be all right is like me and you, because I could hire a security team and so can you. But how about everybody else that can't?
Exactly.
They're going to get fucking murked, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, what else can you say? You're going to get murked. You're going to get murked. Wow. When they institute those kind of policies, crime goes up, people get effed. And they let more people out of jail, crime goes up even more. The thing I would be concerned about, even if the sheriff out in the LA area is willing to let you, you know, carry to defend yourself, et cetera, what about the liberal prosecutor, George Gascon, okay? The same guy that essentially gave a little slap in the hand to the guy that attacked Dave Chappelle on stage. I mean, this guy's let out the worst of the worst out of jail. But I guarantee you, if a citizen decides to defend themselves, what is he going to do about that? My guess is he's going to prosecute that person to the fullest extent of the law, because that's what Gascon and that's what Gavin Newsom wants done. Elevation of criminals and crooks. The devaluing of the law-abiding citizen. That's how this starts. By the way, on a side note to Rogan was once a Bernie Sanders supporter, and now he's voting for Trump. That's how much of an awakening that dude has had over the last few years. That he just threw up his hands, and he realized, damn, I'm a classic liberal, and nobody's around anymore. They left me. They all went hanging out with AOC and the squad and all those pukes, along with people like Gavin Newsom, and Joe Rogan got fed up. Now, Jorge Masvidal? Nah. Staunch conservative. Always has been. Isn't that right? Yeah. Tell me what you think, black and white sports supporters. Jorge is never short on words. Got a YouTube channel, too, by the way. I would go check it out. And, well, Joe Rogan, I mean, who's not listening at this point? Peace. I'm out. Till next time.
Thanks for watching the show. Be sure to like, comment, and subscribe. Be sure to tune in next time on Black and White Sports.